This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is an archive show with Cheryl and Orville Murphy from Board Camp Crystal Mine in Mena, Arkansas. My first real-time experience with Sasquatch, Bigfoot. I still have the crystals. My husband and I took a road trip. The experience we had there was pretty amazing. And the paranormal things that go along with that are real. For more about that, check out the film A Flash of Beauty, available on YouTube. But this is the interview with Orville and Cheryl.
I think the paranormal is not a cookie cutter. It's not cut and dry. You see what you need to see, and it's a personal experience between you and them.
Board Camp Crystal Mine. Orville and Cheryl Murphy are the owners, on-site managers, and they'll greet you and give you the tour. My husband and I went down to check out the crystals, not thinking anything else was going on. It was a cool crystal mine. They did have on their website and in their information, a wonderful view of a levitating rock. And I thought, that is fabulous because of the crystals. The crystals are making it levitate. So when we got there, by the way, we have this other activity going on. We wrote the book Beams, but now that you're here, let's take a tour. Orville and Cheryl, thank you so much for doing what you're doing because you live in an awesome place.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. Thank you for having us today.
And Orville, he's like the go-to, the crystal magnet. Hi, Orville. How you doing?
How you doing? They call me the crystal whisperer. I just love to talk to them.
It's just amazing because he goes to this spot and all of a sudden there are, you know, five or six crystals. There they are. And he's like, yeah, uh-huh. You told me you had some activity, recent activity. And you sent me a picture, Cheryl, of this picnic table. Can you tell me what was going on with that?
It seems like our activity has definitely increased as far as, I don't know, the only way I describe it is like they're making contact with us in various ways, not necessarily audibly and, you know, speaking English, but they leave us a lot of gifts, tree structures, rock stacks, just all kinds of, you know, little things like that. It's just amazing, and it's always amazing. But the most recent was we walked out side in the morning of July 12th, and we found our picnic table, which is right in back of our house. It was flipped completely over on its head, its top, and there was these four quartz crystal rocks, one on each leg, and they were dirty. So in other words, they'd just been recently dug up. They weren't anything taken from our shop. We have a lot of the crystals outside for sale. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that. They dug them up especially. So it's just mind-blowing.
We had a big tour that night, and there was a lot of excitement that night on the tour, so we don't even know when the table was flipped over.
That's true. But anyway, we found it about 8:30 in the morning when we finally got outside. And, quite a shocker, I must say.
Your picnic table's right there on the back porch. You think you might have heard something, and to see it completely flipped over, I'm looking at the picture going, that's excellent.
Well, I just hope they don't surprise us with our car next or something. No, you know what I mean? Just like, okay, guys, put the limits on here.
Yeah, boundaries. Boundaries would be helpful. Well, the other story that you had, it isn't just you guys. It's people who come visit who also have the experiences, too. That's why you do the tours, and that's why this thing is so fascinating. How did this start? Because the book Beams kind of gives everybody a background of what you saw when it started out. But at that point, the Sasquatch activity hadn't really manifested.
Well, after the Beams, you know, we saw the Beams, we started having a lot of Native American tribes showing up here. And they were saying that their medicine man sent them here to bless the star people and the forest people. And they were having visions. And I turned to them and I said, what's a forest person? We didn't know.
Yeah.
And then it was the Native Americans who explained to us that a lot of the territory here and everything, it's all sacred ground. And this is not something that just happened. It's been happening for pretty much forever.
So when you guys started experiencing this, Orville, I remember you had an encounter. You told me that something was, you know, thrown at you, tossed at you. What was that like? How did you deal with that?
Well, you know, you think, oh, we had pallets thrown. We've had sawhorses thrown. A sawhorse went over 100 feet. But at first you think, you start to, like, I don't want to use the word panic, but you get really, really concerned. Okay.
Yeah. But, anxious, yes.
But all of a sudden, it's like a giant peace comes over you, and there's no fear. Mm. So whatever is causing everything, you know, it's not harmful. It's not there to hurt us. It's mm-hmm. not, I think they're trying to communicate, but they speak a completely different kind of language, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and to get through, because a lot of us, you know, doing in Western society, you're in autopilot. You're not looking for that kind of interaction, for one thing. And the second thing is, you don't even know it exists. And so for you guys, you're right there basically on ground zero.
And we perceive the world around us from our life experiences of our past. And what we kind of look at doing now is, I'm not looking at my past anymore to interpret anything. I'm looking at my future. Mm-hmm. What's next that's going to be exciting?
And that's where we get into the stuff that happens inside. Cheryl, your mom is incredible. She's 102. And for her last birthday, you sent me a picture of what you found. This is a great story.
Oh, thanks, Wendy. Yeah, the morning of Mom's 102nd birthday, and we take care of her. She lives with us. So I went into her bedroom to help her get up, and I noticed something kind of sparkly on her chair, and I thought it was like maybe a piece of cellophane or a plastic bag or something, you know, kind of crumpled up. And I got closer, and I was blown away, because it was a beautiful little quartz crystal cluster, and it was like just left there on her chair. And her bed's right next to her chair, and I was, you know, going to get her up. And I was just blown away, like, oh, my gosh, you know, how did this get here? And it was just beautiful, and it just touched my heart to the extent, like, you know what, these beings that are communicating with us now, they're reaching out. It's all up to them, and I don't know why, but they're reaching out, and they're emotional, they're kind, they're loving. Gosh, you know, how touching to leave her, my mom, a gift like that, you know?
Yeah, well, and to know that something, it's amazing that it can do that without disturbing anything else. Because when you see and you hear the stories of what these beings can look like when we are able to see them visually, they're massive. It's, you know, they wouldn't fit in your house.
Right. And, you know, we can only imagine how they're doing it. You know, I mean, we are trying to figure it out because we're humans. We have, you know, thinking minds. And of course, you know, we're curious and we're trying to figure it out. And, you know, I'm always asking, why? Why is this happening? Why all of a sudden? I tell people, you know, we're just normal people who ended up having a paranormal experience. And it did start with our seeing those three huge beams of light, which MUFON came out and investigated. The Travel Channel came out and filmed it on Josh Gates' show, Expedition Unknown. That was in 2017. That's how it all started for us. It's still a head-scratcher, but it's developed since then. So first it was, you know, the UFOs, like, okay, the UFOs. But then we started seeing orbs, which we still wonder what those are. You know, we've heard Native Americans particularly believe they're just spirits of people, perhaps, or maybe spirits of non-people, you know, that were never here. I don't know. And And now it's perhaps they are a type of UFO. I don't know if they're a type of craft or being, but who knows? You know, they're little round balls of light. They've appeared here in different colors, mm-hmm. And also in different sizes. So, you know, we see them, our visitors on our tours see them, or maybe we don't see them, but we photograph them and they come up in our cell phone pictures. It's just so amazing. Sometimes there's streaks, like maybe streaks of energy that you can see with the naked eye or manifested in the cell phone picture. Anyway, it just kept mushrooming and developing until finally the Sasquatch component introduced itself to us. And that was just mind-blowing. It's like, what? Isn't what we're going through enough? Now we have Sasquatch?
Yeah.
But it's fascinating because they seem to be making contact with us. Like I said, they leave us these gifts. They're tree structures in our forest, which you can go online and Google, you know, tree structures, and you'll see all kinds. It's rock stacks, and now they flipped our picnic table and left us rocks on each leg of the upside-down picnic table.
We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about what people can see in the paranormal tours that you do. Cheryl and Orville Murphy, Board Camp Crystal Mine, Mena, Arkansas. I went early spring, so it was a little cooler. You could see through the trees. You could see the landscape and the layout. Beautiful place if you're just going to visit to collect crystals. It's fantastic. Beyond that, the paranormal tours. Now, I want to mention something real quickly, talking about, you know, the orbs and stuff like that. Dorothy Izett, Contact with Beings of Light. And that film is a fantastic representation of what might be going on. And I wanted to say it as a comparison because the orbs that people talk about, Dorothy has footage of. And not just one, but hundreds of films of these orbs. And at one point when they're saying, well, we're going to try and get this, they had a film crew come in thinking maybe they would or would not get it. Who knows? It was, you know, it's where they could be hallucinating. In the window behind the daughter, as she's talking about her mom, are the orbs. And they go back and they try to figure out how that could have happened. It isn't CGI, no special effect. And then the family, the look on the family's faces as they're seeing that, it wasn't an act. So that's fantastic. When you guys have people come in to film this, you've got the levitating rocks. You have other things that you've captured. What's the most unique on film that you guys have been able to get, in your opinion?
In my opinion, the greatest thing that we've ever got pictures of was just a simple single orb. You know, we've got some fantastic stuff. But one evening, we were sitting there. There was about 7 or 8 people on the stage, and we saw an orb about the size of a basketball floating across the field. Everybody's cheering, they're clapping, everybody's taking pictures. But the amazing part was this. I said, that is the prettiest blue I've ever seen. And somebody goes, it was green. And somebody said, it was yellow. It was red. Everybody saw a different color. And that's what was amazing to me is, I think the paranormal is not a cookie cutter. It's not cut and dry. You see what you need to see, and it's a personal experience between you and them. And there's so many people out there who go, oh, no, you have to do it like this, and you have to do it. No, you don't. It's a personal thing, and that's what opened my eyes to the fact that we're just the gatekeeper. And what you see here, or what you see when you're at home, it's between you and them, and it's a personal thing.
Well, that's what I think is so fantastic. They meet you on the level that you're at. And if you can accept this next level, because that's, you guys had the introduction with the beams and some of the things that were happening, and then Sasquatch was kind of the last on the list of, okay, I think they're ready here, by the way, and that started happening. Does that make sense?
It sure does. It really does. You know, it was like our eyes were being opened one step at a time, you know, baby steps, right? Baby steps. Mm-hmm. So we still feel like we're in kindergarten. You know, we're still learning about these beings or the paranormal in our lives. And by the way, you know, we did start the tours. When we started seeing things, naturally our friends and family wanted to come look. And pretty soon someone just suggested, why don't you open it up for tours? You know, how many places are there like this? I don't know how many there are, but this is an opportunity for people to come and have the opportunity to experience something firsthand, you know, that they can relate to, like Orville was just saying, it's personal. And if you want to see some samples of some of the orbs, video and images that we have got on our cameras and some from friends, if you go to our website, boardcampcrystalmine.com, we do have a link to our YouTube channel. There's lots of stuff on there, including the shocking levitating rocks. So
yes.
Yeah, and people say, you know, they want to debunk that and say, oh, that's impossible. Oh, they went and they moved them and they did all that. But you have the timer on there, the little timer that says, hey, look, this is going on. And you guys are shocked by it, too. So it's not just, this is like the magic that is there.
Right. And then, you know, getting with the rocks, yeah, some are just levitating. Some we hear them and we've even seen them just like drop all of a sudden right out of the sky. Even on our stage, I think you experienced that when you were here. You know, like all of a sudden, boom, they drop. And like, well, wait a minute, where did that come from? When we've walked in the woods, we've had rocks, I can only say, thrown in our direction. No one's ever been hit by a rock. Mm-hmm. And so we've heard at the very beginning that was Sasquatch. You know, they'd throw these rocks at people to get their attention. And it happens all over the world, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, there's many cases of that type going on. And it's like, okay, well, they got my attention. Yeah, that rock came.
That was a big rock.
You know, landed on the ground. It's so shocking when it happens. But yes, when we sit on our stage, it has a wooden deck. We've been getting lots of rock drops, so to speak, and where they come from, I don't know. Are they materializing? Are they being thrown? who knows? But anyway, we're not afraid. You know, at this point, they've proven themselves to us to be benevolent beings, and it's fun. It really is fun. We never know what's going to happen next, like the picnic table.
Yes, okay? Yes.
Well, we never know what's going to happen next.
Even with the rocks.
I just don't want it to be my car, like I said
no,
earlier.
No, I know. I was like, no, don't go there. No, even with the rocks, though, I remember when I was there was no noise, and then the stage was empty, and then there was a rock. So it's not even, you know, you don't even always know. And that was the thing, too, that we got there, I think, the night before, the log up in the tree, which I took a picture. I put that. I posted that. It's like, massive. This is a big, well, 3 foot in diameter of a log, not a branch, that was put maybe, what was it, 20 feet up above, and that was out beyond your picnic table, beyond your back porch. Yeah. And Orville's standing there going, yeah, see?
Yeah.
I didn't do that. No, Orville, you didn't.
Nope. It didn't blow in with the last tornado either. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I think Gary was there at that point, and he was investigating. He does a lot of... Gary is a phenomenal researcher, and a lot of people in the field know him. He does not call attention to himself, nor does he publicize what he does, but he's one of the folks who researches this paranormal, these anomalies, and he covers a lot of territory, but you guys have his full attention, that's for sure.
Oh, yes. He is a fantastic person, and we really appreciate people that, you know, they want to approach this scientifically, just like MUFON, but they're believers. You know, they're not trying to debunk it as nothing. They're trying to, you know, prove that, yes, this is real. This is really happening. It's not imaginary.
Well, they're trying to figure out the commonalities, the common factors. What might be a predictor? What might be, you know, is it a ley line? Is it the fact that the crystals are magnetic or geomagnetic, electromagnetic? And why do the UFOs show up? And you've got a grid, pretty much a grid out there that you call the nursery, where all of these trees have crystals at the base. And that's also pretty phenomenal.
Right. And, you know, we don't try to prove anything because, one, you can't give a skeptic enough proof anyway, and a believer doesn't need any to start with.
Right.
So people just come out here, they come out on their own, they sit down and experience what they need.
The best thing I would say if you're thinking about visiting is don't have any expectation or preconceived notion of what will happen. Just go and say, let's go find some crystals.
And we welcome skeptics. My goodness, we were skeptics.
Yeah.
Mentally healthy to be a skeptic. You better be, you know what I mean? Check it out.
What sets our crystals apart is we respect the earth. And all of the crystals at the Boardcamp Crystal Mine are hand dug. We don't use heavy equipment. We don't dynamite the earth. If you're not going to respect them and harvest them in a proper manner, leave them in the ground.
To explain the difference on that, when it's a cut crystal or a harvested crystal, that actually damages the stone, or it wounds the stone, basically.
It grew in the manner it grew for a particular reason. So you can't, in my opinion, you can't take a big broken crystal that you broke with a backhoe digging it up and then recut it and reshape it and say, now it'll do this. It wasn't grown to do that. It was grown to do something else, and you broke it. You fix it.
One of the most amazing things, the stories, the initial one that I heard, was when you went up on the hill, and you had kind of a little warning to get out of the space, and the next morning you go up, and the hill had kind of popped its top.
Right. That's what we called the star pit. And for about a week and a half, we kept seeing this big star up on the mountain, and come to find out, we went around the back, and we noticed the star on the other side. So once we changed positions, so did the star. So we realized it wasn't a star in the sky. It was a light that was above the trees in one spot. Then we had a big storm, and the star was gone the next night after the big storm. And we went out and looked, and the side of the hill fell over, and there were just beautiful, beautiful crystals, a lot of chloride crystals, the greens, mm-hmm. and they were just laying in piles.
See, that is absolutely extraordinary. That's extraordinary. And then, like you said,
the earth just gave them to us.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't have to dig. You didn't have to do anything. It just said, here. Okay, so you guys get a lot of this interaction, though, and you're talking about the trees. I've seen where you play and you set something out and it will be replaced with another toy. Talk about a little bit about what that's like, because that's incredible.
Well, I think they're trying to teach a simple language. We are in the first day of preschool. So we have pieces of pipe, plastic pipe. We cut different colors and shapes and sizes. And we have a plastic toy. And we have found the pipes arranged in a design and the toy missing. If we go into the woods and we find the tree structure shaped like the designs of the pipes, that's where we find the toy. And it's happened like 5 times now.
Wow. Oh, that's a progression. So, again, this is continuing and ongoing. The book Beams, you sell that on your site. For people to do to come in and do a tour, the paranormal tours, are they Saturday, Sunday? What's the schedule right now?
Friday and Saturday is when we usually do the tours, but we are willing to do them any night of the week if people cannot make it on Friday or Saturday. You know, we live right here. We're very flexible, and we want to try to accommodate people's, you know, schedules. We mm-hmm. understand. So, and we just love having people. We love hosting people. We just love everybody that comes. It's so awesome.
And the tour goes from 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock at night.
Is there anything you discourage in terms of equipment, what the people bring in, like the night vision camera, okay, you know, certain, is there anything that you have bad results with?
Anything that's non-intrusive. You know, a lot of times we've had people show up with like, oh, I've got these big lights and I want to get to it. And it's like, if you're going to ruin somebody else's night vision where they can't see, we're going to ask you to turn it off, you know? We had one guy wanted to show up with a Ouija board and we said no.
No.
But, you know, it's, you know, just show up and just bring your camera and bring a little flashlight if you want to. And we have coffee and cookies and stuff for everybody. And we go up the hill and while it's still light, come back down, watch videos, and then we sit on the stage.
Okay. Yeah, and this is like a little amphitheater area space that actually on the hill, you had the stage to just the opposite, where people would sit on the hill and look at the stage. This is where everybody sits on the stage and looks out at the hill.
Right.
Yes. We originally built the stage in 2013, and we had several years of our Crystal Music Festival. And after the sighting of the beams, which changed our lives in 2017, now the stage is being used as an observation deck.
Okay, so, and you wonder who's observing who? Because you can see, and the Sasquatch, I'm sure, out there going, oh, look, there's a new crew tonight. Okay.
There you go. In fact, just what was it, just a few nights ago, everybody saw this cigar-shaped thing near the moon, and everybody was dumbfounded, of course, you know, and it's moving along, and it looked a lot closer than you'd normally think.
Yeah.
Close down.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was, to estimate the size, if you hold your arm out as far as you can and put your thumb and your pointer finger about an inch apart, that's how big it was in the sky.
Oh, that's impressive.
It was huge. And everybody stood there. Everybody's got a phone in their hand. And we were so hypnotized.
Yes.
We took a picture.
That is what people say, and they don't understand it. But it's because when it rocks your world, the last thing you do is think about doing something, you know, trying to move. You're just like, you're mesmerized. You're sitting there going, oh, trying to actually calculate what it is you're seeing, so that the taking of a picture is a miracle when it happens at the proper time. But I'm glad to hear you say that you guys are all standing there and nobody could take a picture, because that makes perfect sense. And that's what people have to get in their little noggin, that just because you see something miraculous doesn't mean you're going to be able to get that photo op moment.
Right.
Well, we were like memorized. I mean, it was just, nobody said a word. Everybody's just standing and staring. And then it lasted a good 35, 40 seconds and was gone.
Wow.
And it was floating across the sky. No sound.
Things happen that we have no explanation for. And a lot of them are happening at the Board Camp Crystal Mine. So check out the videos on the levitating rocks. You guys are kind of like the epicenter. You're where things are happening, and you're doing the right thing, because they're continuing to happen. And you're giving it a venue that most people don't have the opportunity to even fathom, let alone experience. So thank you.
Well, we own the land, but nobody owns the phenomenon.
Website, BoardCampCrystalMine.com. UFOs, paranormal, Sasquatch, it's all there. Once you've had an encounter, you know it's real. Links are in the description for the show. Thanks for listening.